I've mentioned at the moment I'm doing this show called Celebrity Scissorhands, where I learn how to be a hairdresser for children in need on BBC Three with a load of other celebrities.
Keeping it quiet.
It's on tonight, 8 o'clock, BBC Three. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Marcus here. I came to see you in the academy the other day.
Ah, Marcus. Now, we spoke to you at the beginning of the week on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
And you were papping yourself about having your hair cut by me.
Yeah.
I did a trim, is what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Oh, it's all right. You could have done better, I think.
Where did he go wrong?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why I'm seeing the back, to be honest.
Now, where do you live, Marcus?
Cardiff.
And how long did it take you to get to London to have your to come to the academy?
It was 3 and something hours.
Right. And you were in London for no other reason than to go on Celebrity Scissorhands to get your hair cut by me?
Yes.
Right, and I did a small trim.
You did.
And then you got a coach all the way back to Cardiff.
Yeah.
You did a 6-hour round trip to get your hair trimmed by him. Can I just confirm that for me?
Yeah, it did.
Has it been on TV yet? Wasn't it on the streaming coverage last night?
Yeah, it was. It's on tonight as well.
Oh, is it? Do you think the before and after shots will look any different at all?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't either. But it's only because you were completely crapping yourself about what I was going to do that I just didn't. I didn't take much off, did I?
No idea how much I was.
You really were. You were shaking when you arrived.
I would imagine most of the clients are when they get there.